Blog Talk Radio. welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show here. It's a wonderful Wednesday night, once again, here in Central Florida.
And it's beautiful, not raining.
Not raining. We had some cool weather the other day, which was,
it was so nice.
You know, I was talking to somebody today at Wells Fargo, actually. I went into a Wells Fargo bank, and I was talking to the girl that worked there, and she was telling me she was from New Jersey.
Oh, really?
And I said, really? You're from Jersey? And she said, yeah. And she was, and a guy came in. He goes, I just got back from Jersey.
Wow.
And he was saying it was like 50 degrees at night,
wow.
I guess. But during the day, he said it was warm.
Why is that? I mean, it's October.
I don't know.
It
I
should
didn't
be
ask.
Cool.
I wanted to ask, but then, you know, do you really want to strike up a conversation at that point? Only because, you know, everyone's in the middle of doing their banking.
And it's not like they're going to know the reason.
Well, no, and I didn't want to be like, you know, because everyone's focused on doing their banking.
Right,
so I felt
right.
kind of funny. But I thought it was interesting. It's a small world, you know?
It is a small world. I mean, for us, cool is like 75.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy that. As a matter of fact, I want to say this because I'm allowed to say this. My husband had the kitchen full of smoke tonight.
He definitely
and
did.
And now I have bragging rights again. Okay, I'm really happy because normally I'm the one who does that.
Yeah, he really set something on fire because
he wouldn't admit what it was.
But it was obviously what he was cooking.
It was something, and I don't know what it was.
Because it was on fire. There was smoke.
Oh yeah, I know. I was waiting for one of the neighbors to call the fire department. It was pouring out. It's going to be fun tonight, Smoky House. But no, he was cooking us dinner, which was really nice
That's
of him.
That's very sweet.
And
then he set the house on fire.
And then, yeah, so, you know, anyway.
Hey, it was a good effort. And
it was
know.
A good effort. I want to brag a little bit because I don't usually do this, but my youngest daughter is dual enrolled. So her senior year of high school, she enrolled in college, and she's taking college courses there. So when she graduates high school, she'll have her first year of college completed. Right now she's at straight A's.
Good for her. That's awesome.
I'm really proud of her. Yeah, she just finished her. She goes to me, Mom, I don't know what midterms are. And I said, well, those are the tests you're currently taking. And she goes, yeah, but she goes, they don't call them midterms. I said, yeah, but it's a major test. She goes, yeah, I have them all my classes.
They do call them midterms.
Yeah, she didn't think that they were midterms.
Oh, that's cute.
And I said, I think that's what it is. And she goes, oh, okay. Well, I studied anyway. And her hardest thing is public speaking.
Oh, I don't blame her.
I don't either because I used to have such a problem when I was younger, really, really bad. And I didn't know she'd be able to pull it off, and she did.
She did.
She did, and she's getting better. But she's so nervous the night before.
Well, I don't blame her. I took public speaking in college, and I remember getting up there. My little index cards were going
shaking. I know it's so hard, but anyway, I'm proud of her, so I have to brag a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
she's a smart girl.
She's a smart girl, and I give her a lot of credit for doing that. I wonder how the rest of the world is doing tonight. All our wonderful listeners, I wonder how they're doing. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Once you talk to them, you'll know.
I know. That's a good idea. We are going to be doing what we call speed mini angel readings tonight.
Yes, you did that last week, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, and I got a lot of emails and contacts. Like, they can message me through Blog Talk Radio. As a matter of fact, anyone listening, if you ever want to join Blog Talk Radio and, like, join and become, like, a follower of the show, you'll automatically get a message every time we have a new show going up. Which is kind of nice. It makes it easier to get into the show, too.
Right.
Sometimes it's a little bit of a pain. But if you want to call and get a speed mini angel reading tonight, that's 323-679-0882. 323-679-0882. There you go. And why we do them, we call them speed readings, because that way we can get a whole lot more callers through. And everyone gets an opportunity, you know, to maybe get some information from the angels. And that way no one's sitting on the phone and not getting a
right.
reading.
Right, and I like that. I mean, you get to hear lots of people.
Yeah, and hopefully we help lots of people, which would be really great. And also, if anybody needs to contact me and, you know, wants to ask more than that one question or wants to go into more detail, et cetera, you can call me privately and do a private consultation by dialing 1-800-375-3446. 1-800-375-3446. Or you can go to my website, which is www.drginny.com, drginny.com. There you go. Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. The first thing we're going to do is take our first caller. Sound good?
Sounds like a great plan.
Sounds like a winner. Hi, caller from 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly.
I'm wonderful. How are you? Kimberly from Georgia?
Yep.
Oh, good. How are you?
Great, great, great.
Great, wonderful. So what's your question for tonight?
My question is, I'm working at a school that I was transferred to, and I am attempting to do my best to have the best attitude. It has no structure. I can't even – it's a place where, you know, you walk in and you think Joe Clark needs to be there. I'll put it that way.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yes.
That bad? Oh, man.
And, yes, and I just – I really want to know –
okay.
What I can do to make it a better year.
Okay. Let me take a look and see what I can see. Well, the first thing that they're telling me is encouragement. And I know that seems like a simplistic answer, but that's the first thing that I'm hearing is encouragement. So I think that you need to encourage the children that they actually can achieve some of these goals that they really don't think they can achieve. You know, a lot of times in some of these school districts where there's gang activity, and I'm not suggesting that there is, but you know what I'm saying,
oh,
right?
You hit it right on the head.
Okay.
No words
okay.
are ever unspoken that are not true. Yes.
Okay. All right. So in a lot of those communities, kids, they're just trying to survive. They're not thinking about a future or getting better or having careers or going to college. They're just trying to survive each day. And if you tell them that something better is possible and you can help guide them and put them on the right path, you know, you're that light and shining armor. You're that person who actually believes in them because, you know, sometimes you know what I'm talking about. Some of these poor children, they don't even have three meals a day at home, you know. And they come to school and they haven't had sleep all night because of activities that have been going on in the home life. So these kids are exhausted, and to have somebody who really truly believes in them. And I know it sounds silly, but having one person who can be a role model for these children, who can say to them, you know, you can do this. I believe in you. It's sometimes all it takes for them to start reaching for a higher level, for them to start trying to be better than than just surviving. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's my suggestion to you right now.
Okay.
And believe it or not, that will help. Okay? It really will help. So be the one, the role model, the one that can encourage them and tell them they can be better, they can do better, and be that person. Because so few kids have a mentor in their life that they can look up to. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Please
All right.
call back again, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you, hon. Bye-bye. All right, and that was Kim. Now, we're going to do just a very short song here because I need to actually let our producer in because she was supposed to be here and she got here late. So let me go do that, and we'll be back in two. Well, how about that? That was The Age of Aquarius with Let the Sunshine In.
I used to love that song.
Me too. I used to sing it when I was in fourth grade. That ages us.
You're so old.
I was in high school when I sang it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's go with that. Okay. The queue is not full tonight, so yeah, go ahead. I got some people asking in the chat room if the queue is full. And since we're doing speed readings tonight, we should be able to get through quite a few, so go ahead and call in. It's not a problem. I'm going to take our next caller, calling in from area code 702 with a prefix of 305. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
My question for tonight is, it's kind of similar to the previous call. I'm a school teacher, and I've been working at this particular school for a year and a half now. And I feel like, well, I'm being overwhelmed, and I feel like I cannot perform my duties to the expectation. And it seems like if I make a mistake, one mistake after another, it can cost the district. And so I just want to know, do you see another opportunity coming for me? Because I want to get out of a sinking ship.
Yeah, and honestly, I was about to say you almost have a, I don't want to say a, you know, a target on your back, but it almost seems like you do. Have you felt that way?
Yes, I have. I've felt that way for you since I've been here.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree with you because I'm actually sensing it, and I normally would not sense something like that. Or normally when somebody tells me that they sense that for themselves, I think it's really them being insecure. But in your case, it's not that's not what I'm feeling. I mean, I don't know why that is. It could be there's only limited teaching positions and they'd like you to give up your spot so they can bring in somebody that they know that's a friend of theirs. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I do know this. That's on its way out. And in addition to that, a new job will come available to you, but unfortunately I don't see it happening. I see you coming in at the end, and usually teaching positions don't open up this way, but I see it happening in spring. And normally they just will put a substitute teacher in and wait for the next year. But for some reason I'm saying spring is when it's going to happen for you.
Oh, that's too long.
I know, it's hard for you. But you know what? Think about this. You got Christmas break coming up and vacation. You got Thanksgiving. You can make it through till March. You can.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Craig.
Craig, okay. Craig, you can definitely make it through till March. I know you can. And the good part is you'll get into a school system that you really want to be in, one that you'll be happy to be in. And a lot of teachers, they're afraid to change, you know, in spring like that. And because you'll be willing to, you'll get the position then for next year, which is really what you want.
Okay.
Okay, so don't worry about it, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. And you'll see. It'll happen, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye now. Okay. All right. Now, I wanted to mention something else. You know, last week we asked those questions about if you were stranding on a desert, deserted island. It was both. I wasn't confused. It was deserted. It was just you, and it was desert-like. What would you do? What would you? Three things would you bring? You know, you
right.
were doing it.
And mine was very well thought out.
Yeah, and I got a lot of emails after that.
Did you?
And somebody posed this question to me. They said, well, if you could have three wishes, what would you wish for? And I thought that's interesting. You know, I saw a falling star coming home the other night, and it was from church, and I don't know what we were doing at church at night, but I saw a falling star, so I don't know how that happened. But I'm trying to think what I was doing
at church.
I could not have been at church.
Because I was with you.
Oh, where was I?
We went to Mount Dora.
Oh, yeah, that was, yes. Okay,
that was not
we went
church.
To a spiritual event, so it felt like church. But I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw a falling star, and I remember thinking to myself, what would I wish for, you know? And then, you know, my children, whenever they see 11:11 on the clock, they'll make a wish. And so I'm just kind of curious, what if you were going to make a wish, what do you wish for? You know, Deb, and I'm sure everybody has that one thing that they instantly wish for when they can, you know? And I'm curious what it is for people. I know what mine are. I'm not going to say till the end.
I mean, I always kind of make the same wish.
Which is?
And it's for... Well, but it's a double wish.
Always do a double wish.
It's a health and happiness for my kids.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
Something for others. Why can't you make it health and happiness for all of you?
I guess
because
I could.
Because it seems selfish to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm making a wish and I don't know. I always feel like wishes are, you know, it can involve certain things. It can't be selfish.
Well, I think that it shows an amazing amount of humbleness and also compassion.
I'd also like to wish for $1 million, but, you know.
You know, but here's the funny thing. When you wish for health and happiness, you assume money will bring you happiness, but the two don't always equate, right? They don't always, you know, equal each other. So by wishing for health and happiness, if you're healthy and happy,
maybe you already have the money.
You don't need the money. I mean, money comes, money goes. But if you're happy, you can get through the good times, the bad times, and everything in between, right?
That's true.
So I agree with you. I was kind of curious to what some of our listeners might be wishing for.
Yeah, love. Some people are wishing for love.
Definitely love, I would think.
Yeah.
Let's take our next caller and see. They're calling from 631 with a prefix of 909. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Well, thanks for taking my phone call. My name's Suzanne, and I just want to see what you see with my love life. I wanted to ask about work, too, but I don't know if I could ask two questions.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're limiting to one call tonight. But your name is one question tonight. Your name is Suzanne, and you want to ask about your love life. Now, here's the funny thing. Are you currently dating somebody? Because I kind of feel like the love is in your life already.
Not really.
So it's somebody that you don't want to be dating?
No, somebody I do doesn't want to date me, really. Uh-huh. And then another person I've only went on two dates, but he seems too busy to ask for a third. So I'm not going to ask him.
No, I wouldn't ask him either. No. If he's too busy, if he doesn't come to you, don't go to him. I'm going to say to you that I see love is like right there in front of you. So if you don't have it now, it is definitely coming. Okay? It's definitely coming. So you just got to give it a chance. All right? It means when I see love this strong, and I see it surrounding you, so that means it's getting ready to happen.
Hmm.
I know.
Is it with the
You're thinking
that
how?
I saw last week, or the person who hasn't asked me on the third date yet? Or?
Well, I can't tell you which one it's going to be, but I do know it's coming, like, right away. Like, and that's the weird thing. Like, I think I spoke to you 2 weeks ago, didn't I?
Yeah, but nothing.
Yeah, I did.
I met somebody. I met a man. He asked me on another date, but then he hasn't asked me on a third.
Okay. You know, you don't know what's going on in his life, so we don't really want to say that that's not going to happen. But I kind of feel like, just from what I can tell, love is going to fill your life very, very quickly. So just give it a little bit of time. I'm telling you, love will fill your life very, very quickly. Okay, it's coming. I can't explain how, but it is coming.
Okay.
Okay? So hold on to that, all righty?
All right, well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That's a hard one. She's a sweet person, and I know that I saw it last time, too. Like, I see love coming. It's so close that it's almost, like, right on top of her.
But maybe it's not this guy.
It may not be this guy. It could be somebody she meets tomorrow when she has a little tire trouble or something.
Right.
Which, by the way, check your tires. Because that's what came to mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she should check her tires. I think one might be low on air. But I think that's kind of what's going on. And so I just would urge her to hold on and then call us back because I guarantee that's going to happen. She's going to see that that's going to happen. Okay, folks, keep calling in. We've got more room for more callers, and we'll be back in two.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. there, Delilah. I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
By the Plain White Tees. There you go. All right. Sorry about that. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller.
Do it.
Do it. Do it now. Okay. Our next caller is calling in from area code 703 with a prefix of 409. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Where are you calling from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, very good. Okay. Perfect. And what's your first name?
Anna Marie. I'm calling to give you a confirmation from last week.
Ooh, we love those.
Tell us.
Okay, last week you were telling me that I'll get a call from a job. It might not be what I wanted, but it was coming. Well, right after I spoke to you the very next day, a recruiter for a job called me, but it's not really in my field, but is in my field.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm feeling like, this is not a good. It's not going to be a good fit. I feel like they're trying to push me into something that I don't want to be put in.
Gotcha.
So I was wondering what you got your feeling on that, as well as the other prospects with the other resumes that I put out, because it's one company that I'm trying to get in really bad, and
right.
I haven't really heard anything yet because it's chaotic there. They're doing transitions,
right.
So I was wondering.
Well, first thing I'm going to tell you, like when I ask about the job that you were offered, I'm getting no to the negative. And again, you know, this is a choice that you have to make, but, you know, and it is a job offer, right? So that's a good thing. But,
well, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just the interview. They haven't offered
right.
me yet. But the way they're talking is like, oh, you're the top contender. We might just offer it to you. So I'm sitting there going like,
right.
I'm feeling like I'm being rushed into it.
Right. And I think the other thing is it's already something that you're pretty sure you don't want, right?
Right.
So you have your answer. Now, you can take this job temporarily unless you're going to have to pay a fee for getting this job. Would you have to?
No.
Okay. As long as, you know, with some of those recruiters, you do have to. And so I wouldn't want that to happen. But if what my suggestion is, you know, you could always take the job and then wait for the other one to come along. So at least you're, and I know you don't want to show a lot of changes on your resume, but you know, it is it's decent paying.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
But do you, I agree.
Do I see you working at it long term? No, not at all. So no, even if you took it, it would definitely be a short term proposition for you. Very short term.
Do you see the other company?
I see other opportunities coming your way. I don't know if the other company is still. It's still up in the air. Like I still see like that can come your way, but it's going to take some time. And I want to make sure that you're taken care of in the meantime. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's my only concern, because I know other jobs and other opportunities that you want and are going to really be excited about are going to come your way. And this other job that you can probably get, by the way, we just tied you over for a short time until the one you really want actually is available and for you to work at. So I'm going to say, like, I can't tell you not to take the job. And I can't tell you to take the job. Are you working now?
No, I'm not.
So I think that's your answer. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I think, look, here's the thing. It is also going to give you other experience. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think, I if I were you, I can only say it this way because I can't tell you what to do. I would take that other job. That will keep you flush until the other position opens up that you really want with the other company, okay? That's what I would do. That's what I would do. I know I can hear it in your fiber of your being that you don't want to take this job. Is that right?
Yeah, dealing with it's true because I'm more of the healthcare side, and this is dealing with mortgage. I don't know nothing about mortgage. And they're talking about, we'll train you, but then it's like, it's just something in my spirit when they first told me about the
job. You're
like,
I don't know about
it
that.
It doesn't feel right.
Let's talk about the positive side of this, okay? Let's talk about the positive side of this. You married?
No.
Are you single?
Yep.
Okay. Are you looking?
Nope.
No, that's not true. No, no. You're saying that you're not looking, but if the perfect one showed up, you would be ecstatic, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So think about the position you're going to be working in.
Okay.
Right? Is it possible that you could meet somebody through those positions, that position?
I don't know.
I think you might. And you might actually meet someone with some money. That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. I'm just going to focus on trying to get my career part first.
I know. I know. And I'm not saying that you can't focus on both, but everything in moderation. So I know you want to get your career focus on and get that taken care of, but it doesn't mean it's a bad thing for you to look at this, you know, look at this other opportunity. In the meantime, you're not working. You could use the income. And you may pick up a really nice partner out of it, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So let's look at the positives. Now maybe it sounds a little more enticing, maybe just a little bit more, right?
A little bit. I'm not like, yay, I'm not excited. Like, the other job, I'm like, I got really, really excited. This is, I'm like, I don't know. Like, white flags are, like, flagging back and forth, not yet.
Well, I would think really long and hard because here's the thing. If they're saying you're top contender for this position, that means that you – I'm not going to say you're a shoo-in, but you have a really good opportunity to get it. And I feel like you do too. And it kind of goes in line with the reading that I gave you, I think it was last week, right? So I'm going to suggest you go ahead and do that job temporarily until the other one comes to you. And then you'll be happy all the way around, and you won't be stressing over money.
Sure.
Right? Because, you know, that stress kills you. Let's face it. Financial stress is the worst thing in the world. It's, you know, it just never seems to go away, and you don't need that. You're smarter than that anyway.
Thank you. You're welcome. I don't, because I think I've been stressed out a little bit too much. I've had a long, rocky road since
I understand. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with, let's call this job that you don't want the insurance policy, okay? It doesn't cost you anything, and they're paying you to have it. So it's a good insurance policy to have, and it's just prudent. So I think that's the direction you should head in.
Okay.
Make sense?
It makes sense. Thank you.
Good deal. Keep in touch, okay?
I will.
Okay, God bless. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, and, you know, it's hard. It's really hard because do you take the job that you really, you know, you just can't even seem to muster a flame for?
Yeah.
But when you're unemployed and you're waiting on the other job, I don't know, there's something about the smell of desperation. And
yeah, well, I know. Do you remember when I had lost my job, and I just couldn't find anything in my field.
Right. It was so
hard. And I
took
this job just because I had to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was there for 2 years, but, you know.
You hated every minute of it.
I hated that job, but it paid my bills.
But it paid your bills. And we talked about it, and we said it was stressful.
It was
kind
stressful.
Of, and you were like, I'm sorry I took this job, but at the same time,
but
you wouldn't
have
survived. Nothing
right.
else had come up. And so you worked that job for 2 years. But then you ended up getting a job with your old boss
yes.
who started a new company.
And which I love.
And he's been very good to you.
Yes,
you know?
He
so,
definitely has.
You're very fortunate, you know.
I am.
And so it was your insurance policy too.
Right.
Right? So sometimes we gotta do that boring old conservative thing. You know, we think about it when growing up, our parents used to have to work jobs like that too.
Oh yeah.
Right? They had to make those decisions each and every day, like go to a job that they didn't want to go to
mm-hmm.
just because they had to put food on the table and soccer shoes on kids'
right.
feet. And it's the same thing today.
I mean, sometimes, you know, if there's just nothing out there and, you know, you don't see anything coming across, you kind of have to take something. Because once you're employed, it's so much easier to get a job.
It really is. And like I say, that smell of desperation is gone. And it's no different than when somebody's dating somebody. That's why when people are single and they're always looking for a guy and they're not dating anyone and they're hoping to get a date and all that, that's why I'm a proponent of the dating sites. I know a lot of people think, are you crazy? And no, I'm not. Well, maybe a little. But still, the reason why I'm a proponent of that is because those dating sites also help raise your self-esteem. They also give you hope and faith. And you get contacts. And you have to admit, you got contacts. You weren't happy with most of the ones you got. But you did get contacts.
I did
it was
get
kind of fun.
I did.
And so you're not feeling so desperate when a person is on a dating site and they don't have any dates because they figure a date could be just around the corner.
Right.
So that feeling of desperation isn't there. And I think it's the same thing with a job. It's the same thing. That feeling of desperation won't be there. So I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I think sometimes you got to do what you got to do, what you got to do, what you got to do. You know, I went to the chiropractor today because my sciatic has been killing
right.
me.
And you look like you're uncomfortable.
And
now.
I am uncomfortable. I'm wiggling in my seat because it's killing me tonight. And I probably shouldn't have gone to the gym, but I did.
Well, but you tried to take it a little easier.
I definitely did. I thought I did. It's still not as bad as it was.
Yeah, but you just went to him today.
I know, and he's wonderful. I have to, you know, I don't know if folks out there go or use or believe in chiropractic or in a chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
I am a firm believer in it, absolutely 100%, because 5 years ago when I started going, my back was really bad.
Oh, yeah.
He's just helped me so much. And your boss.
My boss,
you know,
yeah, who has been in pain for years.
Yeah.
I mean, really, yeah. To the point where he couldn't even sit down most of the time.
Right.
He had to stand.
Wow.
And I bugged him for the first 6 months we were together.
Yeah.
I'm like, go to this chiropractor. Swear by him.
Mm-hmm.
He finally went. And now, oh, my gosh, the difference in him. Unbelievable.
Well, wasn't he playing racquetball?
He does sometimes. I mean, he ends
he
up
goes
hurting
to the
himself,
beach, and he does stuff he wasn't
he
able
does
to
stuff,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm telling a good chiropractor can just, you know, just think about this, folks. If your body has the most important part of the engine, the spine, I think, would be it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the spine sends a signal out, the communicator, to all the organs.
Right.
So if your spine isn't in shape, you're in trouble,
mm-hmm.
you know? And if you've got things pinching it and tweaking it up and, you know, it tweaks up everything else in your body. It can affect your heart. It can affect your brain. It can affect your lymph nodes. It can affect your bladder. It can affect everything.
Yeah, well, it's connected to everything, basically.
It really is. And so I'm going to, today's my pro chiropractor day. And I'm going to just say Matt Herber is one of the best. He works for the Olympic team as well. And he travels a lot, but he's a really good one. And so I'm going to just say that because he's such a great guy. And I'm allowed to because it's
we're allowed to,
right?
And I went to him once.
Yes.
And he helped me.
So
he wanted me to come back, but I didn't.
Yeah, and I know.
But he fixed my problem, so.
I know.
Why go back?
Maybe he shouldn't have fixed your problem. You know, and that's funny because somebody said to me the other day, she said, I haven't talked to you in 2 years. And she was, like, apologetic. I'm like, that's okay. And she goes, but you helped me, and I didn't need to talk to you. I said,
yeah.
So that's a good thing, you know.
That's a wonderful thing.
I like that. Okay, let's go ahead and take our next caller, who's calling in from, it looks like, 404 with a prefix of 452. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Your voice is a little shaky.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Are you nervous?
No, I have a really, really bad headache that won't go away. I've been having it for like seven. That's going on 4 or 5 days, almost seven. Five.
Okay,
or six.
That stinks. Well, first, what's your first name?
My first name is T.
T. Okay, T. And we've spoken to you before. Yeah, good. I sensed that right away. Well, good.
Yes.
I'm glad. So tell me how I can help you today.
Today, just wanted to know, basically, anything that you really get as far as just relationships. Because I was talking to this guy, and every time I think about him, he texts and calls me, but
okay.
I don't take him serious because he constantly stands me up, and I'm starting to get ticked off with it because I'm like not understanding why you're doing it. So it's just like kind of agitated because I'm dating, but stuff isn't going through, and just want to know if you saw
the guy who's not showing up. He has somebody else.
Yeah, well,
you know
I pretty much figured that. But he constantly lies, and
Well, he sounds like a winner.
Yeah,
you
and it's
be
like,
with him?
I'm not understanding the connection of why I keep before he texts me or calls me, I know it, and it's like
you know
it's so
crazy. Funny. I read for a family who, when one member calls me, all the other members will probably call within 10 minutes of when they call me and wanting a reading, too. It's just, it's an energy, and it's you connected with him, and he's connected with you. And I think if he wasn't such a player, that he would actually want to be with you in a committed relationship. Unfortunately, he is a player, and you know it, right? I mean, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
But if he wasn't, and he was allowed to let his good side shine, he would choose you. There's no doubt in my mind. It's just he was brought up this way. I mean, he did not have the best home environment. Are you aware of that?
Yes, we stumbled across that conversation.
Yeah. He did not have the best home environment, and so because of that, this is what he was taught. It was for him. It's just basic survival. Not connect to anybody. You can't get hurt that way. That's his thought process. But he does feel a special connection to you. So I would say, you know, you can tell him, look, you know, the next time he calls, say, look, I'm a really good person. I could be really good for you, but I don't play and I don't do the lies. So when you're ready to have a true relationship, you call me, you know, but in the meantime, you know, I'm not having any of this because I'm worth it. You know, and you either have to take a risk on me.
I was feeling that way. But I'm like, why lately, just dating in general, just, I'm like, okay, I'm starting to, like, wonder, like, what's going on? Because usually I don't have a problem with getting into something committed. But lately it's been really different, like mm-hmm. no commitment whatsoever.
Right. And you feel like, what, did you fall into a rut? Did you eat the wrong beast? What happened?
No,
I know.
That was kind of making me ask, like,
question
should
yourself.
I really push yeah. my push my ex-boyfriend away, thinking it was going to be something better because I didn't really like how he was treating me. And I'm like, well, should mm-hmm. I should have worked with him more? Because I was like,
no.
When I was
think
younger,
that
I was
you
like,
should
more
never
cut.
Settle.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was,
why
I
would you
like
settle?
I was
so
settling.
What you're yeah, I was just going to say, so you're really asking, should I settle? It's kind of like if my daughter was in math class at college and she suddenly got a 72 and came home
uh-huh.
and was disappointed. And I said, yeah, well, you know, maybe you should just lower your standards. And then a 72.
No,
right?
It's so, not like, but let me use the example. Like, let's say she got a 72 and then you, and you, let's just say, never settled for a 72, but she started bringing home 60s and 52s and 42s. And that's what I feel is going on.
Ah,
like,
okay.
Well,
okay. And that's actually a good analogy. And if she were to
uh-huh.
do that, then I'd say, well, okay, we need to look at what you're doing that's creating this to happen. So if you're
mm-hmm.
bringing home or attracting lower quality people, then it's
mm-hmm.
what are you? The question is, where are you finding these people? And you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
I know that if I'm not single, and I have to say I'm married, been married for close to 30
mm-hmm.
years. But if I was single, and I wanted to get a guy right away, I could go to a place where I know and pick up a guy immediately. Not that I would do that.
And where would that be?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, well, I'll tell you later.
Please tell me because I need to know.
No, but it's not the kind of quality guy that you'd want to be with.
No.
So mm-hmm. I would, if I were suddenly to find myself single, I know I would have a game plan. I would immediately start going to meetups of things that are interesting to me, but where I know men would be at too, and quality men. Okay, now I happen to be kind of, I think everyone knows from hearing me, I'm a little kind of creative and out there a little bit. I let the freak flag fly, as they say. I you know, I'm very open. I believe in, you know, obviously the metaphysical things. And so I like guys who are very logical because you were totally opposite of each
uh-huh.
other. And so I like engineer type guys. I always have because I like that logic, steadfastness. They're very secure in themselves usually. And they're not showboats. I hate showboats. So I would probably look for some place or an activity where engineers would be more likely to go. I'm just telling you, that's what I would do. So you got to put some thought process into it. It's kind of like we think about what career we want to do, what we want to study in school for, so that we can work in it for the rest of our lives. And we think so much about the car we want to get. But when it comes to the man that we're going to marry and be with for the rest of our lives, we're like, well, let's see if we pick him up at the pub tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like that you can't.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You want to put more thought into it. And I guarantee you, if you do, you'll end up meeting the right kind of guy. And so, what kind of guy do you want? Tell me.
Well, I have a list. Like honestly, I have a list, and I'll put it in my Bible. I promise you, that's what I was going for in 2011. Like, when I tell you, it's very exact. And it just seems like, you know, I don't know what's going on. Like, just really, like, I just was looking for someone loyal and someone who would be committed and fun, outgoing, like myself. And it's just like, now I'm like, okay, it's only, I don't know what's going on because now it's like it's quick things like they here and they're gone, or like it's nothing like I talk to date different guys, but it's no one that I speak to on a regular basis or someone that's committed, and I'm like, okay, well, what am I putting out there? You know, because it's very different from when I was younger. And I'm like, okay, so what's going on? Because now it's just like I'm finding, stumbling across the guys that I just spoke to you about. They're like, but I do live in Atlanta. Like, they're lying, and I'm coming, and I'm finding out that they have girlfriends or they're, like, you know, not being honest, but I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's just where I'm located. So now I'm, like, really ready to leave because I'm, like, I don't know what
they picking up this kind of lifestyle. They like this. I don't like it. I don't like the dishonesty. It's not. It's really
no,
not
I hear
feeling.
You. I don't blame you. I would feel the same
it's
way.
Like,
and I.
It's like.
I think though the.
It's
the
like
second
the term the sidekick or something. Like you ever heard of that? Like that's what I've been.
I don't think it's you. Let me start by saying I don't think it's you. I think that men do have a different attitude than they used to. It's something that we've all talked about a lot because they do. They have this attitude of like they can do whatever they want. They can play. They can. All right, but here's the thing. I think that men in general do want a monogamous relationship. And I think that they play because it's fun, but in the end, they get bored of that. They always get bored of that, right? And Jessica, you know somebody who, I don't want to say names, but whose wife cheated on him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he was really hurt, but he turned into a major player. But in the end, he's going to be looking for that monogamous relationship again.
That's what happened to my ex-boyfriend, but he was trying to force his life on me, and I wasn't comfortable, and he always did that. And then because I wouldn't be with him in that way, you know, he wanted to get married and stuff like that. And then he turned into that kind of person, but because he said I hurt him, but I just told
him
the truth.
But if he was right for you, you wouldn't have questioned it. You know, just because a guy has all the attributes. No, I do. I do see a guy coming into your life. Oddly enough, I think you're looking at about a 2-year, 24-month span between when you actually get married and now. So between now and 24 months from now, you're either going to be engaged or married. So I can't tell you when you're going to meet him exactly, but it will happen in the next 2 years. But you need to start... And I hate to say it this way, but scoping out quality men, you really need to do that. And there's ways to do that. You know, I want you to look at this as almost a work project. Like, okay, so what meetup could I go to where I would meet quality men that have good morals, that are interested in things, you know, that aren't, you know, silly, stupid, shallow, and vapid. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Those groups are there, and they are in Atlanta too. You know, they really are.
I don't think they exist out here.
Nah, they do, because I know other people that are dating in Atlanta, and they're doing well. And so they do exist. It's a matter of finding them. They're out there. I know a lot of women. Look, it's kind of like if it's easy, then everyone's going to do it. So the stuff that's easy to do, all the women are doing. And I'm not saying you don't want the competition, but, you know, that's what every woman's going for. So go for the stuff that every woman is not going for. I told Jessica if and this sounds funny, but I would do this. They have an engineering meetup group here in Florida, and I suggested that she and I go so she could meet some really nice guys who, you know, engineers are good guys. They're solid. They're steady. They make a good income. They're level thinking, level headed. And she said, well, what will we say when we got there? And I said, well, that's easy. I have a daughter who wants to be an engineer. So I would like to have some questions answered about what kind of engineer would be best, because she doesn't even know herself. She just knows she wants to be an engineer. So it's a great in, right? So that's how I would find the in for her. And then we can go in and she can meet all these guys. And engineers are traditionally quiet, so, you know, that's the perfect kind of environment to be in. She'll be talkative, and next thing you know, she'll meet a great guy. And I'm going to make her do it. But you see how you just use a little bit of ingenuity mixed with and it's not being dishonest, because, truth, my daughter does want to be an engineer. So it wouldn't be bad for me to go, but, gosh, if the upside is Jessica meets a great guy, that'd be wonderful. So what kind of thing can you do?
Well, can I ask you a quick question? Now, what about if, like, let's say the angel, like, or your guy.
My angels, that's who I talk to.
The angels, right? The angels direct you to this person, because I was directed to the guy that was dishonest. But was that I'm so confused because
No. Let me tell you something.
sometimes they'll direct you, put you in a direction, put you on a path, and you wonder, well, you know, okay, this was okay for a short time, but this isn't going to work out. There is something you are meant to learn from that, that you're going to take away from that experience that you're going to use. It may be that you really like that type of guy, or that he has a side to him or personality that's consistent with another personality type that now you've learned you really like. Or what it may even have been is you've learned what to watch out for. I mean, the truth is, if a guy calls me up and wants to go out with me and stands me up and has a good reason, he's got one more shot. I mean, we were young. I was young once, okay? And I had a guy, a really, really hot guy. I'll never forget this, because he stood me up. And then he called me up. He said, I'm really, really sorry I have, and the plumbing had broken on his house. And he was. Mm-hmm. He said, I was covered in mud, and I really apologize. I said, okay. And then we had scheduled for two nights later, and we went to dinner, and everything was fine. But the fact that he didn't think to call me before he crawled under his house, mm-hmm. you know, I still found, and I ended up not dating him in part because of that, because I thought, you know, my first thought would have been to call the person I was supposed to meet and say, you know, gosh, I'm really sorry. I have a plumbing problem here. My pipes froze, and you know. So I think that you have to demand respect. So if you know somebody's lying to you and they're standing you up, those red flags should be popping out of everything, and you should say, nope, this is a no-go. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to demand respect for yourself, too. Okay? So somebody says they're going to come and they don't show up. You know, if they don't have a good reason, you shouldn't be accepting another date with them. Because you're quality, and why would you lower your standards?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't think that they're not out there. They're out there. Just give it a little bit more time.
Okay.
You're going to find the one. The one, okay?
Okay. It's really challenging, though.
I know it can be. Listen, good luck, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless, huh? Wow, that's so sweet. We'll be back in two.
I hope you'll never lose your sense of wonder. Get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leaves you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice, sit it out or die. I hope you